Good afternoon. I'm Christine James. Now here's what's happening. As you heard on Friday here on WATD about the shooting in Braintree, two Braintree police officers ambushed by a suspect that fatally shot a police canine and wounded two officers. The suspect, 34-year-old Andrew Homan, who had a last known address in Brockton, shot by police and pronounced dead at Milton Hospital. Two police officers taken to the hospital with injuries after that incident on Friday. They were responding to a domestic incident. The police dog, a Belgian Malinois, a 12-year veteran, was struck in one of the initial rounds of fire. And they found that the canine officer Kit was mortally wounded. The officers were shot multiple times. Now, Town of Braintree coming out tonight to support the officers and the police canine who passed away. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Sean Powers. You're one of the organizers of this event. And thanks so much for joining us today, Sean.
Hey, Christine, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Just a sad story on Friday afternoon. You know, police officers putting themselves right in the line of fire. It was just a crazy, awful incident. The officers got wounded. The police dog, I guess a 12-year veteran of the force, shot and killed. People are very upset. Tell me what's happening tonight at Town Hall in Braintree.
Sure. So, obviously, this is a horrible tragedy, and the loss is just profound to the Braintree Police Department and the Braintree town itself. So several of us have been working to have a event tonight at Braintree Town Hall from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we're calling it Shine Braintree Blue. It's an opportunity for folks to come together. They'll be able to offer messages of support to the injured officers as well as messages of condolences and thanks to the to our canine kit, and folks can drop off cards. Those cards will be collected and given to the Braintree Police Department. Will also be accepting donations if folks want to make a donation to the Braintree Police Officers Association support fund that has been created to support the officers as they recover. But it's an opportunity for the community to come out and say thanks for Kit's service and sacrifice, and to let the officers know that, you know, we're all thinking about them and we're all pulling for them.
Is there a Facebook page or website that people can go to maybe get some more information
sure.
on this?
Yep, they can just go to Facebook search and type in Shine Braintree Blue, and the event details will come up.
We appreciate that. And again, thank you so much, Sean Powers, one of the organizers.
Thank you.
And this was from a statement on Friday that the district attorney in Norfolk, that was Michael Morrissey, said. This is about 12:45 on Friday. Police responded to the Braintree Village Apartments. This is on McCusker Drive. It was a 911 call to report a domestic incident. Police located a victim who told police that the suspect, Andrew Homan, was armed with two handguns and fled into the nearby woods. A perimeter established police located him 45 minutes later. As the three officers and the dog got into the wooded area about 75 yards, they came under fire from, they said, an individual in a defensive position, some would say lying in wait for an ambush, the officers coming into the wooded area. And in that initial exchange of gunfire, the police dog, that 12-year veteran Kit, was struck and with one of the initial rounds of fire. The officers, that's when they were also wounded as well. We'll keep you updated on the story. Again, the suspect in that shooting dead. We'll be back after